Good morning, Church and Caicos. Welcome to Career Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, founder and CEO of MS Coaching and Consulting. This podcast is dedicated to helping individuals find their purpose and turn their passions into fulfilling careers. Thanks for tuning in to Career Connection. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, where our mission is to empower individuals to discover and pursue their career passions, leading to a fulfilling and meaningful life. I'm delighted to be back this morning with another episode. And today I'll be sharing on how to be considered for growth opportunities in your career and not feel overlooked, underpaid, and undervalued. Yes. Feeling overlooked, underpaid, and undervalued in your career can be frustrating and very demotivating. It's natural to want to grow and advance in your career, but it's also important to take the right steps to ensure you are considered for growth opportunities. All the things that I wish I would have known when I first started my career, even if it meant asking simple questions, you know, rather than having to think about it, whether I've been seen or if I was visible to the right people who had control over my direction, you know, beyond myself. So today I'm excited to be here to talk to you about this topic and share some key factors for being considered for growth opportunities in your career. And today, our first key factor that we're going to talk about today is knowing your worth. That is so important. Before you can advocate for yourself, it's important to understand your value and what you bring to the table. You know, research the market value for your skills and experience and compare your compensation to industry standards. This will help you identify if you're being paid fairly or if it's time to negotiate for a raise. Plug that point in, very important. Another key factor is to be proactive. Don't wait for growth opportunities to come to you. Be proactive and seek out projects or responsibilities that align with your career goals, even if they may be outside of your immediate job description. Yes, I said that. We often say, that's not my job. I'm not being paid to do that. But it's important for us to step out of our comfort zone and take on new challenges. This is a great way for us to demonstrate our potential. And then, you know, you show that you're ready for growth and opportunities. Communicate your goals. Effective communication is critical to being considered for growth opportunities in your career. So make sure that you're regularly communicating with your manager as well as your supervisor about your career aspirations and what you hope to achieve. This is important for you to share because it will help them understand what you're looking for as well as identify opportunities that align with your goal. And please don't be afraid to ask for feedback on your performance and any area of where you can improve in, okay? And seek feedback. Seeking feedback is a great way to improve your skills, right? And this helps you to be considered for growth opportunities. It also shows that you're open to learning and growing, and it gives you a better understanding of where you need to focus your efforts. So take the feedback you receive and use it to create a plan for improvement. If you receive constructive criticism, most of us don't like to take it, but we have to take it as an opportunity to learn and develop your skills further. Very important, my friends. Build your network. Networking is essential for career growth. I'm going to repeat that again. Some of us don't like to network, but networking is essential for career growth. Building relationships, whether it's with your colleagues, both inside or outside of organizations, it can help you learn about new opportunities that are available, as well as increase your visibility. Attend industry events, join professional organizations, and participate in online communities you know, this really helps to expand your network, and it goes a long way in the future. Continuous learning and development. It is so crucial for your career growth. Take courses, attend workshops, read books and articles, and this helps you so much to stay up to date with industry trends and best practices. And this is something that I do quite often that has helped me in my growth and development. And it will not only help you to develop your skills, but it also demonstrates your commitment to your professional development, and it increases your value to any organization that you may take up employment with, or even if you're seeking out career opportunities for yourself. So in summary, I want to repeat this to you, right? When it comes to all of those areas that I would have mentioned earlier, being considered for growth opportunities in your career, it requires intentional effort on your behalf, effective communication, seeking feedback, willingness to take on any new challenges that comes your way, as well as building relationships. Investing in your professional development is so important, and you must know your worth. By focusing on these key factors, you can position yourself for growth and advancement in your career. Yes, you can. Okay, so take all of these into consideration, and I am most certain that you will be able to move on and be considered for growth opportunities in your career and not feel overlooked, underpaid, or undervalued. That's all for today's episode of Career Connection. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next time for more career insight and advice. I want to plug in here again that I will see you on Instagram at Melanie Smith and Co, because Melanie Smith Coaching and Consulting, or MS Coaching and Consulting, has been compromised. And so our new Instagram page is Melanie Smith and Co. See you there. Have a great day and a great weekend.